I tried to tell you, woman, but you don't believe a word I said. It's all right.
It's all right.
Pretty baby.
It's all right.
You're gonna need my help someday. It's all right.
It's all right.
Pretty baby.
It's all right.
You're gonna need my help someday. You're gonna wish you had to listen to some of the things I say. Honey, knock yourself out. Go ahead, pretty woman. Honey, knock yourself out. I still love you, baby, 'cause you don't know what it's all about. Bright lights,
bright lights,
big city,
bright lights,
went to my baby's head.
Bright lights,
big city, went to my baby's head. I hope that you remember some of the things I said.
Advertise your business here. Where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nearly 2 million federal workers deciding today if they want to quit working for the government and take the buyout offer put forth by the Trump administration. That coming as federal access to millions of Americans' personal information is being blocked, at least for now.
Elon Musk's sprawling effort to reduce the size of the federal government hit a snag on Wednesday after a lawsuit brought by three federal unions resulted in a temporary agreement to prohibit the Treasury Department from sharing sensitive financial information with the Department of Government Efficiency. Two Treasury Department employees associated with Musk will continue to have read-only access to the data. That potentially includes the names, phone numbers, social security numbers, and bank information for millions of taxpayers. Peter Harlambous, ABC News, New York.
Industrial giant Honeywell has announced it plans to split itself up into three separate companies. Palestinians and others in the Middle East pushing back on the Trump administration plan for the U.S. to take over the Gaza Strip. This is ABC News. There's a new tariff now in place for goods imported from China. The 10% tax is on top of the 25% that's been in place for years and is paid for by the American businesses who import Chinese goods, not paid for by the Chinese government.
You can expect it's probably going to take longer to get some of those products from China, because if they are going through customs, that's a whole extra layer of steps that they didn't go through now. And sadly, you might also be paying more, because if they have to pay tariffs and they were paying 0% tariffs and now they're paying up to 35% tariffs when you account for all the different tariffs that are already in place, that is a big cost difference and very possible that that gets passed down to the consumer.
NBC's Elizabeth Schulze. Some Crayola fan favorites making a comeback. The company bringing back 8 nostalgic crayon colors by popular demand for the first time in its 122-year history. Among the colors coming back, Dandelion and Blizzard Blue. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
What if every Valentine's Day gift you bought earned something back for yourself? Well, it can if you shop Macy's One Day Sale. You can save 40 to 60% on fine jewelry, designer handbags, and more. Plus, you can earn faster during Star Money Bonus Days this weekend only. Let our gift guide help you find the perfect gift for the loves in your life and earn star money for yourself. What's not to love? But don't wait. It's all happening tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply, including gift card services and fees.
Well, good morning, kiddo. I love that you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your Nature Made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle, based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ehlin. Governor Tony Evers unveils his budget plans to support Wisconsin agriculture. Evers plans to propose $80 million in funding for state farmers, producers, and processors. That includes $30 million in state funding for an effort Evers created in 2021 using federal COVID-19 funding to help local food banks. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has joined 14 other AGs in a commitment to protect access to gender-affirming care. Call and the other AGs say the Trump administration's executive order banning gender-affirming care for people under 19 is wrong on the science and the law. And Wisconsinites continue to have problems dealing with landlords. Wisconsin Consumer Protection says that issue again topped the list of complaints received in 2024. The rest of the top five complaints were phone and home improvement scams, identity theft, and phone and internet issues.
Attention, recently retired folks. A new adventure is waiting for you at Covison Buses. Many retirees are driving bus for a second career. Bring home an extra income and enjoy a flexible work schedule. Be a positive influence and help the kids in your community. Covison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. Visit Covison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Covison terminal near you.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job? Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare, a twofold win. Join the Mom Army at Covison and bring your child to work. Now is your chance. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Covison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. Moms, find out how you can join the Mom Army at Covison. Visit Covison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Covison terminal near you.
Not all soils are created equal. To a farmer, that's nothing new. Different parts of your field yield differently. Advertising shares a lot of similarities. There are more choices than ever about where to put your advertising dollars. A recent survey shows farmers rely on radio for their ag news almost five times as much as social media. To use another metaphor, farm radio is the best soil for planting those seeds of advertising. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and windy today. We'll get to around 26 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west gusting to between 35 and 45. Tonight, 6 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 23 with more snow on the way Friday night through Saturday. If you want to have the best barbecue in the neighborhood, I'll tell you how to do it. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, that's how. This stuff is made in small batches. It's incredible. Grandpa's BBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I'm looking down the barrel of Friday night. I'm riding on a river of freeway lights. Goodbye city, I'm country bound. Monday rolls around. Gonna kick off
it all week, and then I'm free. The weekend belongs to me. I'm gonna kick off my shoes and run in bare feet, with the grass and the dirt and the gravel on me. Going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul where the blacktop ends. So give me some fresh air, give me that farm, and give me some town with you in my arms. Far away from the hustle and the pressure and the noise. I'm gonna kick on my shoes and run in bare feet, where the grass, the dirt, the gravel all meet. I'm going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul. Gonna kick on my shoes and run in bare feet, where the grass and the dirt and the gravel all meet.
She's all alone and crying. There goes my
it. Sing along.
You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your lips hold a wild desire and give a kiss like the devil's fire. Your kind of love could burn a town. Oh, touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your touch brings me to my knees. You got me begging, please, please, please. Take my heart and melt it down. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your wild love I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Fiery flame, my lips can only speak your name. Just spread my ashes all around. Oh, touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your wild love I can't tame. Your kisses burn. Turn me on and burn me down. Touch me, turn me on and burn me down.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. And Marty Stewart and Burn Me Down here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, I'm Brian Winnikins from the Corn Soybean Expo. And coming up this hour, we'll have our ag weather forecast. Big snowstorm potentially on the way. We'll have more on that. Also, this morning in our newsmaker segment, we'll be talking with U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin as well. Well, again, today, Corn Soy Expo opening up, everything getting underway with the grand opening keynote speaker, Eric Snodgrass. That gets underway here later on this morning. There'll also be the annual meetings for the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Soybean Association, and Pork Association. Yep, the pork folks are here, as always, as well. Plus, one of the breakout sessions coming up later on today, the future of firefighting with soy foam. And this has been something that was developed just up the road in Rock Falls. It's pretty cool. And we're going to have more on that here coming up as well in future editions of the Morning Farm Report. But just a few of the things going on here coming up with this year's Corn Soy Expo. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today, I'm with the longtime Commissioner of Agriculture and Markets for New York State, Richard Ball. Tell us about the state of ag in New York.
Well, thank you, John. It's good to be with you, and it's good to have an opportunity to talk about agriculture in New York, my favorite subject. I got a chance to deliver my thoughts on the state of agriculture in New York at the Ag Society here just a couple weeks ago, but I have to say that I think the state of agriculture in New York is strong. I think we're in a pretty good place. We've had the opportunity to see our dairy processing capacity increase exponentially. Two really big projects that we were able to be a part of and support in New York State. Each use more than 2 billion pounds each of milk a year. We've got probably 8 projects at the department right now on my desk, interest in expanding processing capacity in New York State. And this was something we identified after COVID-19, the need to make sure that New York State was a food shed for our own state, that we weren't depending on another state or another country for food if we went through a terrible event like that again. But one of the things we learned was we needed capacity to take raw milk in this case and turn it into a finished product for our families and consumers. So this goes a long way to doing that.
That 2 billion pounds, that really has rippled back through the supply chain of things where they have really looked at that and said, hey, we got to ramp up our milk production. And lenders are very positive and bullish on New York.
You know, we've seen so many changes in the dairy industry over the last 50 years, 100 years, but certainly in the last 10, pretty dramatically, that it's not that typical 3-year cycle that farmers got used to of a good year followed by a tough year followed by an okay year. It's a different world now. We've had a reset.
So when you look at this production, when will they be coming online?
Well, some of it's online today. One of the large plants in Chautauqua County, you know, gotten to the point where they run milk through the plant and they're starting to process there. Fairlife will be online at the end of this coming year, I think, is their hope to be starting to take some milk. But again, I think our dairy farmers are pretty smart. They're cautious. They're not just putting on carbs today. They're thinking about this. They're being thoughtful. But between these two plants and the expansions that I see coming, these are legacy plants for dairy. These are going to keep the dairy industry viable in New York State for a long time.
In shifting gears, now we're looking at the bird flu and that, and I know your department has really ramped up for that.
Well, we've got a couple of avian flu things going on. An infection on Long Island in one of our largest poultry operations. You know, it's life and death there for those poultry operations in our state. Our farms have great biosecurity, and they're doing great things to be on the outlook for it, but it's out there all across the country and active with the snow. I guess the migratory birds get a little more active, and so we're watching that very closely. We partner with USDA on that, stamping it out. With regards to dairy, you know, for the first time we saw this avian influenza jump to dairy cows. It's confined to the 17 states that have it right now. In the last month, the only expansions we saw were in 2 states. We're doing a pretty good job. USDA has curtailed the movement of lactating animals. In New York, we did the same, but we expanded on it. We're restricting the movement of dairy animals into the state. They need to be tested. We need to be very careful. We've done thousands of tests. Every time there's a suspicious thing going on, we're testing it. And our focus is on keeping it out of the state. And we're on the phone and in conferences literally every day with all the state animal health control officials around the country, with all the departments of ag around the country, with USDA, with FDA, with the CDC. We're paying very close attention to it, watching it very closely, and our goal is to keep it out of New York State.
You really enjoy being out and about with people and listening to people and being part of agriculture, both as a farmer yourself, but also listening to other farmers and what they're expressing their opinions to you.
Well, you know, you bring 3 farmers in, you're probably going to wind up with 5 opinions, and I'd fall in that category pretty squarely, but no, when I get away from Albany for a little bit, to be on my farm a little bit is wonderful, but when I get to spend time, this time of year it's meeting season, so to spend time with farmers and talk about last year and talk about our hopes for the next year, that's a good day.
And we've got Ag Day coming up in March and June Dairy Month and some really exciting things.
I'm excited about our youth. We're the fastest growing FFA state in the country. We had the first ever Ag Youth Conference in December in Albany, where we had 4-H kids and we had FFA kids, we had Ag in the Classroom kids, we had Manners students. I think we're going to see some pretty great things come out of that.
Richard Ball, true advocate for New York State agriculture and Commissioner of Agriculture and Markets. Thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure, John. Thank you.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, boys, I hate to leave good company, but my baby just called me on the phone. From the sound of her voice, I simply have no choice. I left something turned on at home. Well, I just put a quarter in the jukebox, and it ain't halfway through my favorite song. But if I don't leave right now, my whole place might burn down. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now her arms are open, the house is a probably smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Hey waitress, could you cancel that order? But if it's too late, I'll take it to go. Boys, I gotta run for somebody calls 911. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now, her arms are open. The house is a problem. I left something turned on at home. Right now her arms are open. The house is a probably smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Yeah, I left something turned.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Rip away like Tom Sawyer. Ride a raft with old Huck Finn. Take a nap like Rip Van Winkle. They scream. Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway.
Mm-hmm.
music that comes from the heart. Play something with lots of feeling, 'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Hey, hey.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN Alabama and Mountain Music here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, reporting from the Corn Soybean Expo, I'm Brian Winnikins. 25 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, March milk up 10 to 2011, April up 4 to 1972, May and June not traded, May at 1950 and June at 1879. Cheese markets from yesterday, barrels were steady at 180 and a half, 40 pound blocks down 4 to 186, 8 trade a block on the day, cash butter down 2 to 241, no trades, grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 134, 3 trades on the day, dry weight down 1 to 61, and no trades on the day. Heading into today's trade in the livestock markets, traders will have the markets mixed, as today we'll have an export report and packer demand should improve in the cash cattle markets as well. Now, traders did support the livestock contracts through the close yesterday with triple-digit gains in live and feeder cattle markets and also in hog markets as well. February live cattle opens the day at 203.60, April 201.30, June 195.90, March feeder cattle open at 270. 72, April 270.47, May 268.80, February hogs open at 86.65, April 91.55, May at 95.72. Chicago Board of Trade, corns, soybeans, and wheat are all mostly higher as they continue to rebound from yesterday's big sell-off due to overbought conditions. A bit of a correction yesterday in the markets, but we are seeing a recovery this morning. March corn up 2 to 495 and a quarter, May up 1 and 3 quarters to 506 and a half, July up 1 and a half to 509, new crop up a half to 469. March beans up 9 and a quarter to 1066 and a quarter, May up 9 and a half to 1081 and 3 quarters, July up 9 and 3 quarters to 1096 and a half, new crop up 8 to 1070 and a half. March soybean meal up $1.80 to 310.10. March soybean oil up 40 cents to 45.49. Chicago wheat March up 2 and a quarter to 574 and a half, May up 2 and a half to 587. Minneapolis wheat March up 1 to 619 and a half, while May down 1 to 627 and a quarter. Energy markets higher this morning. March crude oil up 43 cents to 71.46. April up 43 cents to 71.17. Meanwhile, March gas up 2 cents to 206. April up a cent to 229. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash and March corn 438, April 445, new crop at 409. Cash beans 972, March 977, April 992, new crop 973. Big River Resources, Boyceville, a cash corn 446 and a quarter, March 451 and a quarter, April 462 and three quarters, new crop 418 and a half. Cash beans 460, April 467, June 476, new crop 419. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 438, new crop 418. Cash beans 977, new crop 987. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 443, new crop 418, cash and new crop beans at 972. Red Wing Grains, cash March corn at 466, April 473, May 475, new crop 429. March beans at 1012, April 1024, May 1026, new crop 1004. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 441, March 443, new crop 410, cash beans 981, March 985, new crop 990. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 192 to 218, Holstein fed cattle 165 to 187, market cows 102 to 135, bulls 142 to 163, calves 450 to 1035, beef steers 142 to 430, Holstein steers 150 to 345. Sheep markets, light lambs 240 and down, ewes 110 and down, rams 115 and down, goat markets, does 250 and down, bucks 180 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 265 to 310, fed lambs 150 to 180, 250, ewes 100 to 130, goats 50 to 240. That is a check of markets. Reporting from the Corn Soybean Expo, I'm Brian Winnekins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textblind.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelte can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text RESULT to 200-300 to get started. Zelte can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelte can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications. All 100% online with Zelte and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text RESULT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelte. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text RESULT to 200-300. That's RESULT to 200-300. Text RESULT to 200-300.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night, and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet out in the middle of a big dance floor. And I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more, wanna dance a band from a Louisiana tonight. Out in the middle of a big dance floor, when I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more, wanna dance.
sister too. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910s, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. Well, you learn to dance with your rock and roll. You learn to sway with the do-say-do. But you learn to love at the fe-do-do when you hear a little show live long. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the twist and shout. On a two-step bar to Red Occasion beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet.
Station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Everywhere you look, you can write a book on the trouble with a woman and a man, but you cannot impose, you can't stick your nose into something that you don't understand. Still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door. I thought I knew him well, I really couldn't tell that he had another lover on his mind. You see, it felt so right when he held me tight. How could I be so blind? But still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true, who
car is parked next door.
Guitar.
A heart is on the line each and every time. Love is stolen in the shadows of the night. Though it's wrong all along, it keeps going on as long as they keep out of sight. But still you wonder who's cheating who and who's being true. Who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight and whose car is parked next door. Still you wonder who's cheating who, who's being true. Who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. We'll talk about some issues going on in D.C. Senator, thanks for joining us this morning. Well, obviously, over the weekend, we had the tariffs with Canada, Mexico, China. Then the tariffs have been put on pause. I guess your reaction to all of that.
Sort of head spinning to see all of that. Look, Wisconsin farmers and ranchers work hard every day to put our state on the map with world-class products and move our made-in-Wisconsin economy forward. And while tariffs are a tool that we have in our toolbox to hold other countries accountable and to go after bad actors, across the board, tariffs will hurt our farmers and will hurt our manufacturers and will jack up prices on families. And so, you know, think about in the farming community, it increases the input costs for farmers, ingredients in fertilizer like potash coming from Canada, 80% of the supply comes from Canada. And having a lot of our manufacturing industry with a footprint both in the U.S. and in Canada and in Mexico, you have the opportunity for huge impacts there. You have export markets that will be cut off if there are retaliatory tariffs. And the bottom line for consumers is that costs are going to go up. I've seen estimates between $800 and $1,200 per family if these are going to go in effect. Now, you mentioned in your question that they were paused, but it's just a pause. He has not called them off. Trump has not called them off. And so we have every reason to believe that these 25% tariffs on our biggest trading partners, Canada and Mexico, will go back into effect early next month. And the 10% tariffs on top of existing tariffs in China will go into effect later today.
Talking with Senator Tammy Baldwin. Senator, they're paused because supporters of the tariffs would point out, well, okay, the shock of across the board tariffs forced Canada and Mexico to say, okay, we'll do things with our border to secure the border, which is why the president did that in the first place. So yes, I realize they're paused, but supporters would say, this is what we're talking about. We want done.
Look, I would say that much of what was agreed to was prior to this administration taking office. And we will see if this is just bluster or if those tariffs will come to an end. But these are just on pause right now. And the markets are reacting. And we need to be vigilant on behalf of our farmers and our manufacturers because this will be a huge hit to them. We also know from Trump's previous presidency, when he enacted across-the-board tariffs, there were retaliatory tariffs. There were billions of dollars lost to our farmers with regard to limiting access to export markets for them and increased input prices. I'm so glad that over the weekend, the American Farm Bureau and the National Association of Manufacturers spoke out and shared what this would mean for their members. And I hope Wisconsin farmers and Wisconsin manufacturers will do likewise.
Talking with Senator Tammy Baldwin this morning. Senator Baldwin, there's been this federal funding freeze, and I know there's a whole group or whole possibility of programs that have been frozen at the moment. Yes. I want to talk about more of the ag side of it. So the climate smart agriculture programs with USDA, things like what Edge Dairy Cooperative have signed up for, things like that, these meat processor type of grants that J.M. Watkins down in Plum City, they applied for something and they're under construction. Do you know, are those programs frozen?
So first, let me back up and say that it is the Congress that budgets and appropriates and authorizes, and it is the president who administers and implements. And it is not in the purview of the president to pick and choose programs that he favors or disfavors in terms of moving funding. The funding that we're talking about is embedded in law, and I might add laws that were passed on a bipartisan basis. You know, he can try to influence future spending and future policies, but it is not constitutional for President Trump to just say, oh, I'm not going to fund things that I don't like. That said, we are still trying to get answers. This has caused almost intent on creating chaos and panic. Our phones have been ringing off the hook since the directive that was issued a week ago Monday. And since then, they've withdrawn the directive, but two courts have said that these are there's a restraining order against the administration implementing them. And yet it appears in some cases that they are continuing to implement these funding freezes. So we're fighting back both in court, but also by trying to elevate the stories of Wisconsinites who are being harmed by the uncertainty and by the inability to see grant funding through that they've already competed for and won, and that should be flowing at this moment in time.
Finally, Senator Baldwin, yourself, along with Senator Markey, Senator Cruz, a pretty bipartisan group of senators getting together, which that in of itself is a shock, is reintroduce the AM for Every Vehicle Act that didn't pass in the last Congress. Are we basically starting over with this? We have to go through committees and all that, or can it be fast tracked?
So, yes, we're starting over as we do in every new Congress. But what I will tell you is because we've had such success in getting a bipartisan coalition of senators behind this bill, I think it's going to be fast-tracked through committee. We have our first markup scheduled already. For bills that pass through committees on the Committee on Bipartisan Votes last session. And I think that we will be able to move this hopefully expeditiously because it's such an important issue. Look, when I travel the state, and especially in rural areas, I meet folks who listen to AM radio to get their farm reports, who get their safety alerts, who get community news. That's their lifeline. That's their information source. And so we have to fight to make sure that auto manufacturers keep on putting AM radios in their cars. You know, I have to laugh at this when they say, well, it's really hard to do this in an electric car. Well, if Elon Musk can get rocket ships into outer space, surely he can produce a car with an AM radio that works.
I would have to agree with that. All right, Senator Baldwin, I know you're busy. We'll let you go. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
That is U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
The Arctic air mass bringing all the cold exits the upper Midwest today as highs this weekend return to the 30s. Now, a wintry mix of precipitation, though, will begin to move in through Friday night and into Saturday. But then it looks like after that precipitation moves through, we'll see temperatures cool back down to near normal by the middle of next week. Over the next 7 days, there continues to be no signs of us picking up a meaningful snowpack, though there are multiple chances for lesser rounds of wintry precipitation. Sunny throughout the day today, highs 12 to 17, relative humidities at 41 to 46%, southeast winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then becoming mostly cloudy with a chance of snow and freezing rain, 40% chance. Lows 8 to 13, relative humidities at 93 to 98%, southeast winds at 7 to 12. For Saturday, most like cloudy, a 80% chance of snow mixing with freezing rain and rain, and we'll have highs 29 to 34, relative humidities at 70 to 75%, southeast winds at 7 to 12, anywhere from 5 one-hundredths to 1-tenth of an inch of precipitation possible. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs 35 to 40. Monday, cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 35 to 40. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
The freshest, creamiest butter you've ever tasted will come right from your kitchen. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Making homemade butter is easy, and your biscuits will never taste better as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Years ago, I volunteered at a living history pioneer farm and learned a lot of skills from the 1850s, including how to churn butter. Lynn Blanchard is the test kitchen director for Better Homes and Gardens. She says if you'd like to try making butter but don't have farm fresh milk, purchased cream will do fine. 1 quart will make about 1 pound of butter. Pour the cream into a blender, mixer, or a food processor, and as it whirs around, you'll see a transformation.
You'll notice that the butter fat will separate out from the buttermilk, if you will, and so you'll start to see a real watery liquid